This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The South African nation of Botswana has the highest rate of HIV infection in the world. It's thought that about 40% of adults there have the AIDS virus. Botswana also has some of the most advanced programs in Africa to fight the disease. 2 years ago, the country became the first in Africa to offer free, universal access to antiretroviral drugs. But so far, few people are actually getting the drugs. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
At 6 in the morning, there's a long line of people outside a cluster of prefabricated buildings behind the Princess Marina Hospital in Botswana's capital, Gaborone. Appointments at Botswana's largest antiretroviral clinic are given on a first-come, first-served basis, so some patients arrive hours before the doors open. By 8 in the morning, all 150 chairs in the waiting room are full, and more people are waiting to get in. Dr. Ndwapi Ndwapi runs the clinic.
Most people started out at 4 or 5 in the morning. To make their way here.
An emaciated soldier is pushed through the crowd on a gurney. Further inside the clinic, patients wait on wooden benches that line the hallways. Inside his office, Dr. Ndwape is meeting with a man in his 30s who's been on antiretroviral therapy for almost a year. The man's complaining of pain in his legs. Dr. Ndwapi says he's a good patient who's responded well to the treatment.
Okay, so we're just discussing how the pills are treating him. I was considering changing his regimen because of his feet, but he seems to be reluctant to do so.
Across Africa, the drugs this man is receiving could prolong the lives of millions of people. But according to the World Health Organization, only about 1% of AIDS sufferers on the continent have access to the powerful anti-AIDS drugs. Here, in this relatively prosperous nation, the drugs are available for free. Yet 90% of Botswanans who could benefit from them still aren't on treatment. Initially, Botswana expected to get 100,000 people on antiretroviral therapy in the first year of the program. But after 22 months, Dr. Ndwapi says only a tenth of that number are getting the drugs.
You know, it's easy to write the plans and put them on paper and have the goals and make the promises. But one does find that to mobilize an entire health system to do this thing right and not just give out ARVs like candy, actually is a lot more involved than I think most people anticipated when we started the program.
Botswana desperately needs its AIDS drugs program to succeed. In some towns, more than 50% of adults are HIV positive. The president has said the virus threatens Botswana with extinction. The reason so few people are taking advantage of the free anti-AIDS drugs is twofold. First, Botswana lacked the healthcare infrastructure, the doctors, nurses, clinics, and laboratories to expand the program as quickly as it had hoped. Second, there's a strong stigma attached to AIDS here. People are reluctant to be labeled as having the disease and thus shun HIV testing. So while one out of every three adults in the country is HIV positive, most don't know it. Dr. Ndwapi says many people refuse to get tested until their health has deteriorated to the point where the drugs can't really help them. Take this 28-year-old man, for instance. His clothes and his skin hang loosely from his tall frame. He was so ill in February of last year that he had to leave his job, but he refused to get an HIV test until November. By Christmas, he'd lost 30 pounds, couldn't get out of bed, and thought he was going to die. He doesn't want his name used because he still doesn't want people to know he's HIV positive. Speaking in his native Setswana, he says he's only alive now because his sister took a leave of absence from her job in December to look after him. They live about 10 miles outside the capital, Gaborone. Their simple two-room house is set in a dusty, thornbush-dotted landscape on the edge of the Kalahari Desert. He isn't on ARV therapy because he has tuberculosis. He has to finish the TB treatment before he can go on the AIDS drugs. Despite the high HIV prevalence here, his sister says people with AIDS are not accepted in Botswana. She says her neighbors used to visit her quite frequently, but after her emaciated brother moved in last year, they no longer stop by. In an effort to force more people to recognize their HIV status, the government this month instituted what it calls routine HIV testing at all government hospitals and clinics. Instead of the old system of voluntary testing, which required patients to go through hours of counseling before finding out their HIV status, doctors now will automatically do an HIV test on anyone they believe is infected. The onus will be on patients to refuse the test if they really want to remain ignorant of their status. Botswana has done more than any other nation in Africa to try to tackle the epidemic, but so far, it's still not enough. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Johannesburg.